Welcome back. Our player guest this week is one of the best pass-rushing defensive ends in the NFL, Everson Griffen, with the Minnesota Vikings. First, what do you like most about your job?
The thing I like most about my job is you get to compete, you know, competing and, you know, building your craft. The best guys in the league, they build a craft and they become masters at it. So that's what I'm working towards right now, just building my craft and becoming unblockable, coming around that edge and in the run defense.
Rivers back to pass.
What are the keys to honing your craft when you're at this stage of your career, one of the best defensive ends in the NFL? How do you take that and get better?
Details, the small details, you know, it's the little things, you know, going back to the fundamentals, you know, where your eye's at, where's your angle at? Is he sitting inside of you? Is he sitting outside of you? Can you beat him back with the spin? So it's all about the small details that you pay attention to take your game to where you want to take it.
Wilson on second down, looks right, sees nothing, flustered, runs away from one guy. Everson Griffen runs him down from behind.
In the Seattle preseason game, Everson ran down Russell Wilson. That was pretty cool.
B-Rob had a good rush on the left side. You know, he long-armed this guy. He kind of grabbed him at the end, and I just escaped off my guy, and I was able to catch him from the backside.
Is Mike Zimmer's defense hard to learn for a defensive end?
Yeah, it's challenging because we got some moving parts. Overall, yeah, it's all about the little details. You know, we're a team defense, so each guy got to be in their gap.
I was a little too wide out here. He was able to push me, so you got to get hand over okay. So you can hit the tackle and stay square.
Yeah, stay square on him.
Third year in the Zimmer defense, do things come more easily now? Specifically the tricks.
Yeah, it does become easier. You know, it becomes second nature, you know, because you study the plays. We go walkthrough, then we go meetings, then we go walkthrough, and then it's all rehearsal. And we're rehearsing the plays over and over again for the past 3 years. So now we got a little bit of freedom, but not too much freedom where we can be, you know, out there like hogs, but you can move around a little bit more, show different looks, and that just come with experience.
Your spin move is pretty sweet. When do you know when to use it?
It's all about setting the guy up. You know, I try to set him up, hit him with my speed, hit him with my power, get him to sit. I use my little shimmy shake, you know, and...
What's that?
My little shimmy shake.
Little shoulder?
Yeah, a little shimmy shake.
Good on the dance floor?
Yeah, I got a little bit of moves, you know.
With Danielle Hunter, is that something that needs to happen with him, working on moves so that he develops an arsenal of moves like you have?
The best pass for us, they only got like three or four moves they use. You know, they got speed, you know, they got their spin, they got their, you know, long arm, they got their two-hand swipe. So I think you just become a master at your moves that you got. If you got long arms, use long arms like Danielle has. He has speed, use your speed, use your dip. Keep on beating them into the ground until you master those, and then you try to sprinkle in a little bit more.
Does he have a chance to be a star in this
league? Oh, my God, yes, he does. We call him Gumby, you know, because he could bend. He has long arms. He could move. He could flex any way. He's strong with his hands. He could do it all. You know, the kid, like I always tell him, he just keep working. Keep on focus on the small details, and everything's going to work out for that young boy.
Play action by Foles. Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph. Linval Joseph knocks Foles back 9 yards.
Everson, when you're watching back defensive film, do you ever become in awe or like surprised at how good Linval Joseph can be?
Oh my God, you know, he's probably one of the strongest dude in the NFL. You can't run the ball up the middle. You can't run the ball. He's going to strike a guy. He's going to even run through guys. You know, he has a whole package. You know, he's quick. He's a hog in the middle and teams know it. And linebackers should love him because they always come free.
When teams double you play after play after play, chip you, double you, whatever, do you get frustrated?
Yeah, you do get frustrated, and that was a big part of maturing and becoming a good pass rusher because they're going to chip you, they're going to leave the tight end in, they're going to have the guard swing out, but at the end of the day, you just stick to your plan. You can't let the frustration of getting chipped, you know, affect your next rusher that you might have a one-on-one.
When they don't double-team you frequently, do you become offended?
No, because I'm going to win. I like winning, you know, we getting chipped a lot. It's frustrating, but, you know, I'm stick to my rush plan. That's my whole thing this year, you know. No matter if they chip or nothing, stick to my rush plan. Stick what I've been to watching film and just use that for the whole game.
As an All-State running back in high school in Arizona, why did you choose defense and not running back?
Because if I was playing offense right now, I probably wouldn't be in the league playing running back, getting chopped my leg. I'm a big dude.
I know you better than you know yourself. I just got a sack on you. I went power, and then I long-armed you because I knew you was going to lean, and then I spun back inside. That's what I did.
You know, I love defensive end. You know, I moved to defensive end after my freshman year. You know, I was linebacker at first, and I moved to DN, and, you know, running back too. So when I moved to DN, I loved it. You know, use my speed, use your athletic ability, and, you know, and just use your hands.
You work extensively against Matt Khalil. How has he done this offseason?
Oh, man, he's impressed me a lot, man. This is the best he ever looked. You know, he's healthy. He's fully healthy. He looks like the first round pick that the Minnesota Vikings drafted. I've been knowing Matt Khalil for 10 years now, and, you know, in the 10 years I've been knowing him since college, this is the best he looks. He's looking good, man, and, you know, he's a force to reckon with, and iron sharpens iron. You know, I go up against him every day, and iron sharpens iron. He's making me better. I'm making him better, and he's looking great.